Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're continuing in Perek Tes Zayin of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Hasalim shel eitz, wood wicker baskets that are made out of eitz, they're made out of wood, of twigs. Mishayachsom v'yikanev. They become tamei when you finish making the rims and the trims at the end of them to form a basket. V'shal tamara, but if it's made out of palm leaves, aval pishalo kinev mibifnim tamei. Even though you didn't trim it on the inside, and you only trimmed it on the outside, it still could become tameh shekein mekaimin, because that's the way they keep those baskets, so it's considered to be finished. Kalkala, a reed basket. It becomes tameh when you did three things. You finished the rim, you trim it by cutting off the ends of the reeds that protrude, and you make the loop that you're going to hang it by. Bein haleginin, base haleginin, base hakosos, a place where they would store flasks and cups. Afal pisha lo kinev mi bifnim tamei. Even if you didn't trim the leaves on the inside, it's still able to be mekabel tumah shekein mekaimin, because that's the way they would normally keep it. They wouldn't do any further melacha with it. Mishnah Gimel, haknonin haktanim, small sifters that are made out of palm leaves, vakalosos, and small baskets that are made out of reeds. Mishayachsam v'yikanev, they become tamei when you finish the rims and the trims, and that's when it becomes usable. Haknonim agdolim, large sifters, vasugin agdolim, large boxes that people store grain in. Mishiyasa shnei durim larochav shalahem. When you make two rows around the width of it, so that's when it's considered complete to be mekabel tumah. Yam nafa, a screen of a sifter with that has a rim around it. Ukavara, or a sieve that sifts out the grain that also has a rim around it. Vakaf shel muznayim, and when you have a scale, the plate on either side of the scale. Mishiyasa dur echad rochav shalahen, they become tame when you put one layer around the perimeter of it. Hakupa, a basket made of a whole bunch of different rings that are attached to each other. It's able to become tamei when you put two rings around its base. V'ha'arak, and an arak, which is a type of basket, achas, it becomes tame when you put one ring around its base. So essentially what we learned tonight, just to summarize, is at what point a variety of different types of baskets are considered to have a gemar melacha, where they're able to be mekabel tumah. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Dalet.